Polaric Mike here, returning to the show, but finally here live, right?
For the first time.
For the first
in
time.
In the flesh.
Yes.
Live and direct from NYC, coming at you like a beam, like a ray. I'll stop talking now, shall I?
No, that was perfect. You're natural. Yeah.
I do rap as well, if you want to hear me do some freestyling.
What's this track right now, Mike?
This is the new Smith & Mudd single, which is called The Surveyor, and it's very limited, Japanese-only pressing, 250 copies, same track both sides. So it's going to be impossible to get, so be vigilant, people. You can get it from Japan or from God directly, I think. Or alternatively, maybe the Claremont 56 website might be an easier option, because I don't think God takes PayPal anymore.
So wait, why wasn't it released anywhere outside of Japan?
I have absolutely no idea, to be quite honest. I know Mudd's really popular out there, and I think maybe they just wanted an exclusive thing.
Okay.
They call it Muddo in Japan, apparently.
And, Mike, what are you doing here in the U.S.?
The main reason I'm here is to visit my daddy.
Who's here as well?
Yeah, who's here in the studio. Blair Mike's dad is live on Beats in
Balearic
Space
Bill.
Tonight.
Balearic
yeah,
Bill.
Balearic Bill. Don't call him that. Yeah, so, yeah, my dad lives in D.C., basically. He's lived here for 12 years. And I thought it was about time I came and visited him, because I think it's been about 11 since the last time. So that's the main reason, but we just thought we'd visit NYC for a few days, you know. DC's a bit dull, really. You know, not casting aspersions on your lovely capital city. There's lots to do there, people, but, you know, it's not New York, is it?
Okay. But you are playing next week in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm going out to San Francisco on Thursday and playing North California somewhere. A place called Willits. There's a party called Plunge, which used to be called Chillits, but it's now called something else. And so, yeah, so it's a three-day camp out up in the mountains of North California, so I'm off there to play that on Thursday night. I think I fly out. So
Thursday.
Yeah, and I've got a few other things in San Francisco during the week as well.
Do you know where?
No. I'm kind of easygoing, you know. I just turn up and they just take me places, really. Just lead me around. It's like, ooh, dangle a bottle in front of my head and I just follow it. So, yeah, a few, you know. It'll be somewhere nice. Everywhere in San Francisco is.
That's true. It is very nice. And you have a new compilation that you...
Yeah, it's been out a couple of months, actually, I think, now. It's called Down to the Sea and Back, Volume 1. It's something I put together with my very good friend Kelvin Andrews. It's on his label, Wonk. And it's bloody marvellous. Everyone should buy one.
It's
really, really good.
It's a 2-CD.
Now, the thing you've got in your hand at the moment is a promo mix that was kind of put out a bit ahead of the album to promote it, which has actually got about 40 tracks on and is really, really, really good. But the compilation's just 12 of those tracks in their entirety, unmixed. And it's got really nice sleeve notes that me and Kelvin wrote and pictures of all the records. So it's kind of, you know, record collector porn, if you like.
So this
we did it on vinyl as well, which is really sexy, but I haven't got any of those to give to you, I'm afraid. They all sold out straight away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great, then. And anything else coming up for you with compilation-wise?
Well,
or
yeah,
music-wise?
We're going to follow that up on the label as soon as we can, really. We've already got a finalized track listing for Volume 2, so that's going to go into production really soon. We did want that to be out kind of the end of September, but that's looking unlikely now. And personally, I've got my own label, Fascinating Rhythm. We've just got our second release out as well, the Sam Salon record, which I'm sure you know well and
yes.
Love, don't you?
Yes, I love it.
You've been playing
it
all the time, haven't
all
you?
All the time.
Every week,
Every show.
So, yeah,
it.
So that's already out, and it's kind of sold really well. It's almost sold out now, I think. And I've already got the follow-up to that in production, which I'm going to play the tracks from that tonight, which I'm really, really pleased with, really exciting. It's two very different records, but both are connected by the fact that Runa Lindbach's remixed them. So one's a kind of house thing, one's a kind of almost folk pop thing, but it's really, really pretty and lovely. So,
feels
isn't it for everyone?
Norwegian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so what tonight? What did you have in store?
I'm going to play all this new stuff. I'm going to play something off the comp. I'm going to play these new records. I'm going to play Sam Salon on here as well.
Have you been buying records out here?
I bought quite a lot in DC, actually. Yeah.
So
I went to
DC is worth something.
Yeah, it's got some record stores there. Yeah. I had quite a nice troll there. But I went to Tropicalia in first today and it was shut. So I'm very sad. So I really wanted to go to that shop. And it doesn't open till 2 in the afternoon, and I'm leaving at 3 tomorrow, so I'm not going to see it. So. But I might try and go to Academy tomorrow morning, I don't know. Your record shops don't open till bloody lunchtime, do they? What the hell do they do?
They stay open late. They're open until like 9 at night, you know?
Do the bloody hell's record shopping at 9 at night? You're in the pub by then, aren't you? Come on.
Andy has to go after work, you know? Like, that's...
Yeah, I mean, it's very modern and all that, but, you know, it's just not very convenient for me because I've got a bus to catch back to DC tomorrow, so never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay. Well, let's play a little bit and then we'll get on.
I'll line something else up.
Balearic Mike here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. We have another hour left in the show.
Dance, dance, like no tomorrow. There's something missing right where the heart is. Can you feel it too? Dance, dance, dance like no tomorrow. The beat has changed and you know it well. There's something missing right where the heart is. Will it ever come back? Who can tell?
Here I am.
So what is this next one now?
This that's playing is going to be Fascinating Rhythms release number 3. It's the A-side of the next release. And it's by a guy called Kurt Malou, who is quite famous for being in the pop group Double, who you may know for Captain of Her Heart and Women of the World and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's off his an album he did last year, and it's remixed by Norwegian headcase Runa Lindbeck. Yeah, and I think he's done a bloody lovely job of it, really. So, yeah, so that's the A side of the next one. The other thing on the B side is by a woman called Sophie Zelmani, and it's a very different track, but I think they make a really great sort of double header, so really excited about this next one. The reaction seems to be great whenever I've played it, so...
That's what we're going to...
No, that was what we've just listened to. This next one is by my friend, very good friend, James Holroyd, under his Begin alias. You might have heard his first release this year, Optical Holiday. And he also remixed the B-side of the Sam Salone record. And this is his next one, which I really wish he'd let me put out on my label because it's absolutely brilliant. But he wants to put it out himself, so what can you do? I can just play it. But I hope you like this one because I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, that was Begin Velocity. Not out yet, but it's going to be huge this summer. And this is off the compilation that we've got out, Down to the Sea and Back. This is the Willow Band. Bloody marvellous.
I have been to restaurants in Soho whose denizens have crossed social and geographical barriers to reach them. In one, I have seen a girl sitting amid musical pandemonium with a book open on her knees and her little finger entwined with that of her true love. Of course, she was not really listening, not really reading, and not communicating with her friend in any way that required effort or style. It would be hard to say whether the jukebox caused the death of human speech or whether music came to fill an already widening void. But unless the music is stopped now, the human race, mumbling, snapping its fingers and twitching its hips, will sink back into an amoebic state where it will take a coagulation of hundreds of teenagers to make up a single unit of vital force, which, once formed, will only live on sedatives, consume itself on the terraces of football stadia, and die.
If I could give anything anything I would, if my thoughts could do you good. If I could help you with this part of life you gotta live, you could load your weight on me. If I meant to you what you mean to me, your fight would also be the greatest thing you could do for me.
Thank you. then we can get it on. Cause I get down, yeah, get down. Yeah, get down. Cause I throw down when I'm in your town.
Na praia olhando pro mar, ciranda, 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 a praia olhando pro mar. Pescador pega a rede e vai pescar, jangadeiro se apronta pra velejar. Pescador pega a rede e vai pescar, jangadeiro se apronta pra velejar. Ciranda, 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 ciranda. Na beira da praia, pés na areia, com as mãos enlaçadas, balançando a saia. A ciranda, a ciranda, a ciranda, a ciranda. Praia olhando pro mar, pescador pega a rede e vai pescar, jangadeiro se apronta pra velejar. Pescador pega a rede e vai pescar, jangadeiro se apronta pra velejar. Ciranda, oi, ciranda, ei. Na beira da praia, os pés na areia, com as mãos enlaçadas, balançando a saia. A ciranda, a ciranda, a ciranda, a ciranda, o cirandeiro.
Mind always reaching for an outstretched refrain. If it must come down, let it fall from heaven above.
I did not have the mental necessity. Thank you.
Mike here on Beats and
Word.
Space.
Roughing up the airwaves in NYC. We're all drunk. Tim's been drinking on duty. Sack him.
No. Really, no. I haven't. No. So that's it. Blerk, Mike, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much for having me, Tim. It's been a pleasure.
Nice.
Really enjoyed myself.
Great to have you down here. Well, that's it for the show. We're done. I'm sorry.
He's too drunk to talk anymore. Listen to him, ladies and gentlemen. He's absolutely leathered. He's had English people on. He can't keep up with us. Stout, bitter, the lot he's had down his neck.
Someone help
he's
me.
He's a mess.
Someone help me. Okay. That's it. No, we only have 15 seconds left, really. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Black Mike, Luke, bye. Andy. Thank you, guys.
And my dad.
And Bill. And tune in next Tuesday. We have Foolish Felix Dickinson and Mark E. For the show.